Has that stump been moved out of that field yet?
Okay, won't you use the word drag?
Dragged out.
Okay, and they might say, yes, we out yesterday.
Yes, we drug it out yesterday.
Good. If we'd been talking about riding a horse, and the horse was perhaps dangerous or real wild, and you might say, has that horse ever been
ridden?
And somebody might say, yes, somebody, the horse yesterday.
That horse, somebody rode that horse yesterday.
Good. If we're talking about ringing a bell, you would say, has that bell been rung today? And somebody might say, yes, they
have rung that bell today.
Okay, at this morning at 8 o'clock, they what the bell?
They rung the bell this morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and if we're talking about the rising of the sun, and you might, before you come outside, you know, it's real early, and you might say, Has the sun risen yet? And somebody might say, yes, it what? At 6 o'clock.
It risen this morning at 6 o'clock.
Okay. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has that boy into the lake yet? Has he?
Has, you want me to name him?
Name him if you want to.
Has Joe jumped in the lake yet?
Okay, but I want you to use dive.
Yeah, he dived in there.
Okay, and you might say, how would you ask if he has done it? Has he?
Has Joe diving into that lake yet?
Okay, and if we're talking about children growing up, you might ask about that family over there. Have all of their children up yet?
Grown.
If you're talking about the grown.
Has all of Mr. children grown up yet?
Good. And somebody might say, yes, they years
yes,
ago.
Yes, they are all grown.
Okay, they did that years ago. They what up years ago? Use grow.
Growed up.
Okay. Years ago. Make
years ago.
Okay. They what? How'd you say it?
Years ago. They grew up years ago.
Okay. And if I asked you how old you are, you would say, how do you say that? How old are you?
82.
Make me a whole sentence.
I am 82 years old.
Okay. And if I say to you, are you tired? You might say, no.
No, I ain't tired.
Okay, a little louder.
No, I ain't tired.
Okay. And
did I say the first part of it loud enough?
That's why I wanted you to repeat it. I'm sure the second time was fine. That's good. Thank you. Okay, finish this sentence for me. I don't chew tobacco, but he...
I don't chew tobacco, but Joe chews it. He really likes it.
Okay. I want you to use, just say, like a does or don't or do or some such thing. I don't chew tobacco, but he...
I don't chew tobacco.
But?
But Joe does.
Okay. And you might say, I always behave myself, but he...
I always behave myself, but Joe would always jump in the fence.
All right. Does jump in the fence mean
he's a bad boy?
He's always getting in trouble, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say that I always behave myself, but he does or he don't?
I always behave myself pretty well, but he didn't.
Okay. That's like he didn't do it yesterday or last year. Right. What about when you're talking about all the time? Day after day, he what?
He did not behave himself.
Okay, and right now, he does or doesn't behave himself. Does he behave himself right now?
No, he just still don't behave himself.
Okay. Well, you put a word in these sentences for me. If you're saying, asking someone, I thought you coming with us, what word would you put in there? We were going downtown, you didn't go. I thought you coming with us.
I thought you were coming downtown with us.
Okay. And